sixth sense is about the sense that comes from a number of experiences that you have with your other senses, and from that you develop a type of other sense. It came from a song by Grace Jones. The title of that song is called Art Groupie. The chorus is something like, kiss me in a picture, put me in a cast, wrap me in a sculpture, and whisper in my mask. And I thought about that. They're all the senses almost in that chorus line. And I thought it'd be good to do an exhibition around the idea of senses and what they mean for different people and expand on that. When you think about art, most people just think of painting or something on the wall or a photograph and not about performance, about sound or smells, that kind of thing.
And can you explain about some of the artists that are in the show and the works that they've made?
There's a whole set of artists in it, and there's a way of putting a show together where you can, what I call the top 40, where you just pick the most famous artists and you put them in the show or ask them to do things to be in the show. Well, I don't really work that way. I pick artists that are varied, so there's artists who are famous, like Daniel Boyd and Destiny Deacon, etc. But there's also other artists, like there's a woman called Sky Raab. She's a lesser-known artist. There's a new young artist called Ullerai Kirkbright from New South Wales, who's a performance artist. She did a performance where she was in a bath, like a baby in the womb type of thing. She was in a bath on Cockatoo Island, which sort of floats in the harbour. She was floating in the bath on this island that's floating in the harbour, and she was scrubbing herself to remove the trauma of colonisation, of the invasion of Australia. Other people, like Daniel Boyd, placed a screen over a window so that it creates this effect of looking through a filter at the landscape. So the landscape has this sort of soft filter on it. Most of the work, though, is projection pieces where people perform, etc. Nicole Forshue, who's in the show, it's an older work, but it's still very strong. She got minerals from where she comes from, and she dyed a piece of fabric, and then she gave that fabric to her mother and then her aunties and filmed them dancing. She said, just be free and do what you want to do. It's a really beautiful film of each of these women in turn dancing with this fabric. It's an incredible film. There's a woman called Nasim Nassar from Iran on her way to Australia to become an Australian citizen or become here to live. She had to go through various countries and get permission to go to various countries and then eventually to come here. And there are 40 pages in the Iran passport book. And so she's stamped herself, her face, 40 times with this stamp. A passport stamp to say how this sort of idea of defining you and so on and taking away your identity in a way by stamping you and defining you is something that's really bad for people. It's degrading and disempowering. There are a number of paintings by Emily Nwaire from Utopia, you know, the great painter. And they're the paintings about the wild yam that she used to eat and how she would see this yam or the painting, she'd see it as a song or a dance as well as a painting or as a taste or a smell, a scent, rather than just this very static visual image that you see. And I think that's the beauty of the show. It goes from this to that. So you have these very beautiful paintings like that, and then Ullerai and other people have these other beautiful sensual images.
How important do you think it is for artists to be political and speaking about what's going on in the world?
Well, someone asked me that in Darwin the other day, and I was about what is good political art, what isn't. And I said, well, all art is political. Even if you don't yell or scream or say yes or no or shout, just the fact that you don't take up action is a political decision. I think it's very important that you be aware of that, and then you know, so everything you do then, all our Aboriginal art is a political act because it proves we exist. It's a statement of our existence. It's an assertion of us, both in the bigger term of being Aboriginal Australia-wide, but also it's an assertion of us as individuals.
And do you think that Aboriginal artists that are in the contemporary art scene, do they still have to fight against stereotypes of what people think Aboriginal art should be, or has that sort of moved on a bit?
It has moved on, particular places, but in a lot of other ways, I just think it's never changed. You still get people saying, oh, well, you're not really Aboriginal, or you're not really, that's not Aboriginal art, that kind of thing. These are things you should just try and brush aside, though. You know who you are, this idea of self-actualising, which means you come to believe in who you are and you have an unbreachable idea of who you are and no one can take that away from you. Once you've found that self-actualisation, it doesn't matter what other people say.